Hello, everybody. It's Ben Fung from UpDoc Media with the content you need to know delivered with clinical precision. This is your 10-minute-ish or so free preview of the DPT Career Primer. It's the early release of the DPT Career Accelerator. Now, originally I wanted to give you the interview preview. And you know what, though? What happened was this. I saw this great question today on Facebook, and I wanted to discuss it, flesh it out a little bit, because it's so relevant to everything you guys are going through as 2016 new grads and beyond. And, well, I still want to give you a little peek at the interview content, so we're going to do a little bit of both. How's that? Here's the question of the day. Austin Joseph, 2 hours ago from when I screen capped this, when is a good time in your third year to start applying for jobs that aren't at your clinical sites, and what is a good number for me to ask if the company interviewer, recruiter, what have you, is asking you what you want to make for your first year as a new grad? What's a good response? So let's answer these two questions. First, when do you want to apply? Whenever you want. Now, this might sound odd, especially because if you haven't graduated yet, you haven't gotten your license yet, it's a little weird. But really, look, it's this. It's a job market. All right. It's your job to shop them out just as much as they're shopping you out. Now, yes, it's most common to apply for jobs early on that are at your rotational sites, but plenty of them have openings or will soon have openings. They haven't publicly listed it yet, and they are interested in finding out who's out there and available. And unless you, raise your hand, put your hat in the ring, let them know, they won't know, and they won't save that spot for you, so to speak. And they will if you're a good match. Now, some places can't do anything for new grads, or pre-grads rather, and some can. Some can absolutely save you a spot for 4, 6, even 8 months. I've seen that happen. Others just can't handle it financially, or it's against their corporate policies and there's nothing they can do. Now, like I said, most of the time when you apply early on, pre-grad, pre-license, it's because you're getting early offers from rotations. They're telling you, hey, look, whenever you graduate, let us know, come on back. If we have something for you, it's yours. Now, beyond that, be sure that you network. Network, especially through social media. I cannot speak highly enough about networking through Twitter. I think it was the graduating class of 2013 or 2014. And so very many of these fresh PTs got jobs strictly from connecting on Twitter. And they are very, very happy at where they are. Now, let's answer the bigger question. What's a good number? I mean, Do I ask low? Do I ask high? Do I ask in the middle, medium pay maybe? Do I ask for what my classmates are getting or the classmates above me are getting? Well, with anything salary related, because it's a number, it's important to remain objective, which means you have to have some kind of measurement, some kind of reference point. Well, here's a couple. UpDoc Media, we published the 2015 Physical Therapy Job Market Outlook version 2.0. And it has a state-by-state infographic, as well as a couple formulas on how you can deduce what you should be making as a new grad compared to, say, a 5 or a 10-year veteran, or even a 15 or 20-year veteran, based on certain raise-based formulas. And some of that will be relevant depending on the companies you work for or apply for. Others won't. WebPT has an amazing salary guide. Just go to webpt.com and check out, just Google that. They have it downloadable. And Chad Prince, one of our members from the PT Business and Entrepreneurial Accelerator group on Facebook, he's coming out with a book about career and salary. So there's all sorts of references, all sorts of resources. Make use of them. And then, never, ever settle. See, I did. I settled because, well, I was afraid, to be honest. I didn't want to blow an interview and blow a possible job opportunity by asking for too much. And while they were very, very good to me, I found out 3 years later, when I was a director, I was paid less than a physical therapy assistant as a new grad. And that doesn't even account for, 3 years of raises and inflation and whatnot. So the lesson is this. I don't want you to ever settle. I want you to ask for what you think your value is. And here's a couple of ways of going about it. You have to think business, all right? You have to think, how much value can you financially input to what they want to pay? You also have to think about the future. What you start with, depending on each organization, very much will determine your upper ceiling of earning possibilities. And also, be sure you think mindset, right? Because the mindset of asking for X amount of pay or Y amount of pay has to do with where you see yourself, and more importantly, where the hiring manager and the hiring organization sees you. And if they aren't congruent, then neither parties have any business working together. Because if you want more than $60,000 a year as a starting new grad, you've got to work for and work with a culture that agrees with that mindset, right? You have to work with a culture that believes in building a future together. Now, I'm seeing all sorts of jobs out there for new grads, $80,000, $90,000, even $100,000 a year. And I think there was one I saw recently in Northern California for $150,000 of earning potential. It was a profit sharing model, and they just wanted to make sure they hired the right person that's willing to put in the work beyond a 9-to-5 mindset. And that's what you want to go for. So I hope that helps answer the question on what to ask for, right? I would never lowball yourself. I would always ask for what you feel that you're worth. The recent example I have before we go on to the interview preview is, you know, I do a little per diem stuff on the side just to keep my clinical skills sharp. And when I interviewed, I said, hey, look, this is what I made at my last job. I'm not going to make anything less than that because that's what I've demonstrated my value to be. Now, I didn't throw that in their face. I just very humbly and respectfully gave them the facts, the numbers, right? The objective measures that this is what several companies have seen my worth as. And if we can't see eye to eye on that, then thank you very much for your time, you know, and we're both going to cordially move on. And that's how we have to think about it. We have to think with that type of business, realistic mindset and not, you know, cower under that label of new grad. And this is where this interview preview comes in. So the interview preview, this is a kind of a subsection of the interview primer, the DPT career primer, again, one of six groupings of content. It'll be available in this kind of lecture format as well as audio only. So kind of like a podcast if you have a long drive. And well, let's just get to it. So I wanted to just preview and share with you guys the five elements of every single interview. Just kind of changing gears from the Q&A to, you know, interview stuff. There's the preview, the show, the offer, the counter, and the accord or the agreement. And I just had to put accord in there because I'm a big Disney fan and it's Pirates of the Caribbean. We have an accord. So when they finally ask you the questions, I want you to start with why. Don't start with what, because they always ask that, right? What is your favorite clinical experience? What was your worst clinical experience? What's a great mistake you made that you learned from? What is your greatest strength and weaknesses? You know, all these boring questions and they're very canned. Well, the reason you're asked these questions isn't because they're interested in what you have to say. They're interested in why you're going to say what you're going to say, and they're going to pay attention to how you answer the question, not what. So when you have these common questions of greatest strength, weaknesses, favorite part of being a PT, remember that the interviews go both ways and feel free to turn their question into a question of your own. When you're asked a question of what's your greatest strength, you know, you're always cautious. You don't want to sound like you're bragging. And when you're asked what's your greatest weakness, you want to sound weak, you know, or as a bad candidate, you want to spin that around and show them you can answer a tough question because you're going to be asked tough questions as a clinician, as a new grad, right? So these are all going to be covered in the primer. The other aspect of the interview I wanted to talk about was the offer. And I tell everyone this, never, ever, ever, ever make same day decisions. Don't let them linger. You don't want the offer to get cold, but you want to make sure that you thoroughly understand what the offer means, what the offer is, what the offer stands for, because the offer can mean several different things. And usually it does. Think over it. Maybe 2 days, 48 hours, and make sure you're agreed on that type of waiting time period and that you reach out first so that the offer doesn't get cold indeed. Now, the offer could be a couple of things, and in the primary, we'll go in depth of this. There's high pay, low benefit packages. There's low pay, high benefit packages. There's weighted pay, average benefits. There's high pay, high benefits. And what's coming out in mass actually is value-based pay. You earn what you deserve. How about that for a concept? Now, each of these things means something different. Each of these things means something different in terms of what you can get in fringe benefits, what you can get in true benefits, what the earning opportunity is, what the career opportunities are, what the culture is, all that stuff. It can be hinted on this, and we are talking about it in the interview primer. But I want to caution you right now, just in case you're getting an offer or you're thinking about something, if you have awesome pay and awesome benefits, get ready for an awful, awful job. Typically, this means that nobody wants to work or they can't keep that position filled, and they're willing just to throw cash into the wind to grab anybody to stay there for longer than a year. So just watch out for that. Also, if you're talking right now in negotiations, the counter offer is the most skipped element. It pains me because there's the biggest loss here. Forbes, I love citing this article. Forbes published in 2014, I think it was January, that if you stay at the same job, you stand to lose 50% opportunity gains every 2 years. And I can tell you from personal experience, it is absolutely true. I got lowballed so bad. I mean, this kind of skews the data, but I got lowballed so bad as a new grad that when I finally made director and then I went into the next company and so on, I kept getting raises. I didn't get a lateral transfer. They just kept giving me more money because they love opportunity of talent, and talented people love opportunity and they will pay for it. So just something to think about. There's more that we'll talk about in the actual primer. Again, the DPT Career Primer, the first edition release of the DPT Career Accelerator, is available only at UpDoc Media. And the primer itself will be 6 months of content. We are going to price it out at $20 for the whole thing as a bundle if finances are tight, $4 a month for 6 months. And the accelerator itself will build out a little more fleshed out stuff, but we really, really wanted to get it out to you guys, you 2016 new grads, so that you have this content that you need to know to make sure that you enter in the workforce at, you know, a fair position. So many of us have suffered through getting lowballed and not ending up in the right setting or working for the wrong company first out. I remember talking to a colleague who, seemingly it was a dream job and it turned out to be a complete nightmare that within, I think, 7 to 9 months of working as a fresh grad PT, he came to me practically in tears saying, I think I want to quit being a PT. And we don't want that, right? We want accelerated success, mutually accelerated success, because this is going to be the game changer. All this content is going to change the complete playing field of how fresh PTs enter the job market, how fresh PTs will affect the profession and transform it inside out. And like I said on the intro video, it's all about transformation. It's all about positive change. If we can transform our profession from the inside out, then we can posture ourselves in a perfect place to transform society. So thank you for being with me for this little, double Q&A preview combo. I'm Ben Fung. At UpDoc Media. You can get me at Dr. Ben Fung on Twitter at Ben at UpDoc Media. I've actually had a lot of you guys, again, it's a public number. I put it out there on my Twitter profile, 470 Ben Fung. That goes straight to my cell. I've had a couple of you guys text me. It's awesome. So I'm totally for it. Anything you guys need, just let me know. And of course, keep up with the content you need to know at UpDocMedia.com. I'll see you guys next time.